Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen from around the world, the chat room, on the phone, all you beautiful kings and queens joining us today. Thank you, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad you're joining and supporting the show today. You know, we cover from career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, or maybe you're relocating. Okay, and we also help businesses out too. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change, so you have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. I have something to say, too. I had some customers this week. I got to go in there and find out why my PayPal button is not there. But in the meantime, you can go down. When you book your reading, go down to the bottom of the page and click donation, and it'll still, you know, it'll notify me that you paid. And I'm sorry for that, but that will be corrected this week. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, and you can donate, too, to keep this service continuing. It'd be much appreciated. If you have any messages for me or Miss Nina, you can reach us on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network, or just go to the website. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Remember, the theme for this year is what? Magic, miracles, and achievements. I want to welcome in area code 480-630-313-312-805-708. Welcome to the show. The chat room is also open. Hopefully we'll have Heather and Holly in there today. So I will go back and check. Nina's not with us today because their 4th of July is tomorrow. So they're gone for the weekend, which ours is, I mean, for Canada, right? And let me back that up. Canada's celebration is tomorrow, the 1st. Ours will be on Thursday for the 4th of July. And you know what's kind of funky about that? Because it's on Thursday, a lot of people got to go back to work Friday. Ain't that something? So next year, I think it's on Friday where we'll have a 2020, we'll have a long weekend. But anyway, I feel for y'all. Sorry, you got to go right back to work. You can't enjoy. Our family was even invited out of town because a family in Portland, Oregon, is having a big July 4th gathering. So, but folks got to go to work the next day, huh? Okay, well, I've got a lot of information to give you, so I hope everybody's got their pencil and paper, because you know me, Nina doesn't, but I give you information to help you along the way throughout the month. So the first thing, this is the last day of June, of course, it's June 30th. So coming up on the 2nd, this is why I'm doing it now, because the 2nd is Tuesday, and we won't be back on. We'll be on tomorrow night, of course, Monday, but we won't be back on after that till next Sunday. So I need to give you this information now. So the solar eclipse is on the 2nd, July 2nd, that's Tuesday. The new moon is also on July 2nd. And I'm going to tell you, this month we've got two new moons in July. Not only the 2nd, is another one, the 31st. Okay, very important, Mercury retrograde. I'm sorry, I know y'all don't want to hear that, and believe me or not, this particular one is dealing with relationships. Mark your calendars from July 7th, which is next Sunday, and it ends August 2nd. That's July 7th to August 2nd. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity yet to see me on YouTube, please do. It's Saturday Night Psychic, but you know my name is Linus Boyd, so look for that. But Saturday Night Psychic, I put up a book I wrote a few years ago, Are You Ready, on poetry. And so I'm giving it away free as an audio book and visual. Not only is it audio, but you'll see me do the whole book. It's part one and part two, and it's called Are You Ready, Poetry. So if you go on the Saturday Night Psychic or either put up Linus Boyd, you should see that. Also, this week I'll be putting up the book that should have came out last year, but it's coming out now, Prayers at 11:59. Just when you think God isn't hearing you or the angels are not addressing you, boom, something good happens. So anyway, these are prayers that I've made up through the years that I've shared, of course, with you guys too, not only on the air, but prayers that I've listed in the radio website, under prayers. So, yes, that'll be out this week. What else can I tell? Oh, the horoscopes. They're also out for July. They came out over a week ago. Saturday Night Psychic. So July 2019 horoscopes are up for all 12 signs. You can check that out too. Let me see what else. Don't forget tomorrow night we're back on at 6 for 1 hour. Well, I'll be here. You know, Nina will be on their 4th, their holiday vacation, I should say. So I'll be here tomorrow night. So anyway, now, since we have the solar eclipse, you guys coming up on the 2nd, I just want to real quick, not too long, probably about 5 or 6 minutes, I want to share with you how it's going to affect your sign during this solar eclipse, because we got another eclipse on the 17th, which is the lunar. So this is a solar. But I just want you to know, how is it going to affect you for the next couple of weeks, okay? So for Aries, the focus of this solar eclipse will be on intimate life and family. You'll see how much the relationship you have with your family has a significant impact, Aries, on your career. Maybe you are fighting between being with your family and the will to grow to be free. Take this opportunity, Aries, to reevaluate your relationships and if you are being yourself at work. Excuse me. Taurus, this total solar eclipse will activate Venus, which is Taurus's ruler planet. Venus is also the ruler of love relationships, and the eclipse will put some light on that. It is an opportunity, Taurus, for great learning and the people you relate with. Pay attention to what you give and receive from others and how it helps you. So you can choose what to take to the future with you, Taurus. Gemini, if you have been worried about your finances, you are about to have cosmic help. The period is very favorable to organize your finances and rethink priorities. We know that it might be confusing to make decisions regarding priorities, Gemini, but this time the things that you should invest on will be very clear right in front of your eyes. Cancer. Cancer, it is better that you rest during June because July will be a very intense month for you. Given all the astrological aspects and being the month of your birthday, by the way, happy birthday, Cancer, you will be highly sensitive. Time to be with your emotions and reflect on how you can relate to people in a better way. The eclipse will help with teamwork, and you are going to feel comfortable with that. All right. Leo, sign of fire. Your connection to the divine will be very special this month, making your intuition very strong, Leo. It will be the time of taking a simple walk and get insights about big issues you have. Having emotional balance will be super important while you pass through July and the eclipse. Leo, you should also take care of your health, okay? Virgo, usually eclipses bring things that were hidden up to the surface, Virgo. You might have some surprises about who is around you, and you should pay attention to find out with whom you can count on, okay? To do that a very functional way, which is the way you like, you're going to need to understand who you really are, your talents, and some personality traits. We only hope how to relate to other people when we have a good relationship with ourselves. So true. Libra, this particular total solar eclipse will teach you about divisions. Libra, you will finally receive some lessons about dividing your time between your personal life and career. You are also going to learn some skills that will lead you to a better future, such as how to plan and be more stable in order to conquer your goals. Scorpio, the total solar eclipse will impact the communication sector of Scorpio. Instead of trying to control everything all the time, try to pay attention to the way you talk and express yourself, Scorpio. This is going to lead you to a brand new adventures, and you are going to learn a lot. Sagittarius, this total solar eclipse has a chance of being an important breakthrough for you, Sagittarius. Jupiter, which is your ruler, is transiting through the year of 2019, improving the chances for you to grow. The eclipse will make you understand where to direct your energy so you can accomplish that. And I would say, Sagittarius, be sure and going and listen to the July horoscopes on Saturday Night Psychic. Capricorn, well, Capricorn usually has some little problems to relate to people, and the eclipse will put some light on that. Take the opportunity to reevaluate how dependent you might have been on your relationships. Maybe it's time to center yourself in order to commit to what or who you know you will not let down and have better relationships, Capricorn. Aquarius, this eclipse will impact all your career and health sectors, Aquarius. Woo-woo. If you pay attention to what you eat or how you exercise, you have a lot to gain. On the career sector, you are going to have invincible energy at work, but it's a good idea to stop a little to reevaluate your routine and lifestyle. Pisces, this total solar eclipse will make you feel the impact on your relationships, Pisces. It is important to analyze very deeply who's making you live an illusion. There are high chances of someone from your past to come back proposing reattachment. But remember, Pisces, that it is only worth it if the terms are different now, especially during this particular eclipse, okay? So anyway, all right, now everybody is fully informed. Let's begin the show. Got to do a prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We're all one with the higher power in the universe, so be it. All right. Okay, y'all, I think we are ready to begin. I just want to check the chat room. Oh, KC is in. Thank you, KC. Welcome. We appreciate your abilities, too. So thank you for joining the show very much. Okay, our first caller is area code 480. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And I love the Gemini financial forecast.
Well, good.
So what's interesting, I have a phone job interview tomorrow with a sales director in Dallas for a company that I used to work for in Santa Barbara, and I'm looking to make the move from Vegas to Dallas, and I just kind of wanted to see what you feel in and around that.
Yeah, they want you back. You've got some creativity and some ideas that will definitely embellish that company, and they know that. They know that about you. So you're bringing in new creativity and ideas. So yes, they're at the door right now, waiting for you to walk in.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. So yes, you do have a job, no problem, and that's good for you because it's about your achievements, your qualifications, and you know, hey. Good for you.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Vegas just, for whatever reason, I'm underemployed, and I was just like, all right, I got to get back to making some money.
Well, good decision, and you're on a good path,
yes.
Too. Not only that, the path you're going on is good, but that was a good decision on your behalf. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you
very
so much.
Good. Yeah, let me just tell you right now because I can see it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate
and
that.
And you have a wonderful week, and remember this eclipse now, which
yes.
is money, I believe, for you. Yeah. All right.
Yep, that's
thanks
correct.
For calling, Mike, and have a wonderful week, young man.
You as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? And KC. I'm sorry, we've also got KC with us today, so I don't want to forget her. Okay, who's this?
Thank you. This is Dion from Chicago. Thank you for taking my call. That
All
last
right.
meeting was amazing. Like, I just
oh,
felt
yes.
that, too. Whatever you said, it was like, yeah, that's going to happen for him, so that's good news.
Yes. And you said your name is Yancy? Am I saying that right?
No, it's Dion. Dion.
Oh, Dion. Oh, Dion, how are you? Is this my Dion?
Oh, yes.
Look, I done made you mine now. But anyway, how are you doing, young lady?
Well, I reconciled with Moss. Well, at least on the friend level, like, I talked to him last week. And so he basically said, you know, yes, we'll be friends and things like that. And then he was going to call me. So I wanted to find out from you, since you were able to pick up on him before.
He's changed.
Like,
yes, he's complimenting
okay.
towards you. I can tell you, God, the angels are talking to me right now. He's going to be around. Now, remember what you asked for. I'm not going to say he's going to be smothering to you or nothing like that, but you're going to hear from him a lot more often than you did in the past. So, I mean, it's a good thing. I'm not picking up anything bad, but something has changed within him, and that's why he's back, and he's going to be, like, calling you, what you doing, can we get together, blah, 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 blah. So don't be surprised, but something changed. So that time that you two were separated, you know, you weren't really speaking or involved with each other, was good for him, Dion. It gave him a chance to get his shit together. You know what I mean? So that's good. So now he's coming back at you much better. It's going to be good now. Now it'll be good. I'm
okay.
just saying, I see him calling you a lot and being up in your face. So don't be surprised. I mean, we've got one solar and one lunar eclipse this month. So you're going to see a change in him. Just don't be surprised if he starts calling you a lot and you're like, well, I don't know. Every day he's calling me. Or you want to do this, you know? Yeah, because now he's got it together. So what I'm going to tell you is enjoy, because it will improve and it'll get greater than what it is right now.
Okay, thank you. So you do see me seeing him, because that was what I was. I bought a dress and everything.
Oh,
so
hell
I'm ready.
Yes.
So, okay, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, hell
so
yes.
Much. Thank you so much.
That's what I'm saying, Dion.
I appreciate the meeting.
Be careful what you ask
okay.
for, because he's going to be there front and center. I mean, it's a good thing. It's not bad, but I tell women that sometimes, because sometimes what you wish or you want, it doesn't come about. But when it does, it's like, well, it could be a little overwhelming. But that's okay, because you two have a history. So this is beautiful. Now he's coming back being what you wish for him to be with you in a relationship. So that's all good. Everything happens for
Thank
the good.
You.
So I'm glad you two separated for a while. Now he's back. You were always ready, but now he's back to give, you know. And you're ready to receive.
That'll work. I am.
Yes, ma'am, you are. That's good.
Okay,
well,
thank
you know.
You so much.
You're welcome, and keep in touch with me and let me know how you're doing, okay? But I know you're going to do well. And God bless you both. I'm happy for him, too, as well, not just you. So, yeah. All right, kiddo.
Oh, wow. Wow, thank you. That means a lot.
Yes. It's the truth. All right, Miss Dion, let me move on. I got a full board today. And let me know. Check with me now and then. All right, love.
Okay.
And have a happy
right.
fourth
Bye.
If
love
I don't talk to you.
Thank you. You too. Love
okay.
you. Bye.
Love you too. Also, let me just say that, because I'm sorry. This is the week of July 4th. So to all the people in the chat room or on the phone, happy 4th of July. It's coming up, although, you know, I'll be back tomorrow night, but just to let you know. Okay, next caller is area code 313.
Hi,
you're on
how
the air
are
with
ya? How you doing?
Fine.
My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit.
Well, hi, Jarrell, and how are you doing today, young lady?
Good. How about yourself, Leonard?
I am terrific.
That's great.
I was fierce last week. You ever been so fierce in your life that you accomplished so much that you just almost like, so I know you know because you're black, like people in church when they get happy and they start shouting? Okay.
Yes.
I was that
yes.
fierce last week, and I didn't realize I am so ahead of July. because I did this
That's
in June, but I was just on point. Just boom, boom, boom,
right.
boom, boom, boom. Then by the end of the week, girl, I was doing a little happy dance. Thank you, God, I accomplished a lot of stuff.
Right. I need, that's what I need. I can't wait till I get to that point. I'll be right with
yes.
you, praising right with you.
Yes, ma'am. So what can I answer
I went,
for you today?
I would just like to know, when would I hear from Sam or when would I see him? When do you see him contacting
okay.
me? Sam. Go ahead.
Sam, right? Sam?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't want the last
Let's
name.
Say, yeah.
Just the first name. Okay, Charilla, Sam. I felt a little delay with you when you were talking, so let me see what's going on. I see, what am I seeing? Something about a needle. Needle
mm-hmm.
with Sam. Sam, what are you doing? It's not like I'm seeing a needle, but it's not like a needle. It's like he's threading you? Oh, hell no. I'm sorry, angels. excuse me. Yeah, a needle, I'm thinking like sewing, right? But then I hear threading. Okay, if you're threading, it's piece by piece. If you're doing a stitch by stitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now I'm seeing Sam. He's doing some improvements in his life. Somebody slapped the F out of him. I don't mean physically. Spiritually and mentally, he got slapped the fuck out. Ooh, you talk about awakening. Brother had an awakening, okay? Maybe that's why I see the stitches. It's like he's taking a step day by day to improve. You know, like if you were sewing, okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what the angels tell me, just day by day. He does a little bit better and a little bit better. But yeah, he got whopped upside his head spiritually and mentally. I think he had to face something he had been running from or didn't want to face, or either he had it in denial, Jarrell. But now it's no longer. He has to face it. This is reality. It's not just this. This is the truth. So now he's coming back forward. You know, this solar eclipse for him on the 2nd would be good. I see sunshine around him, almost like a halo around his head and his body.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, thank you, God. I don't know what's happening.
Uh-huh.
They're not showing me that right now, but it's like, thank you, God, for him. So, yeah, it's good. You two together? Yeah. Yes. It's just step by step. You know, you got to treat him like with baby steps.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, he is getting better. He is. He is improving. He's improving who he is as a being. He really is. But you just got to, well, I shouldn't say got to, patience, Jarrell, if you want to be patient.
I haven't seen him in three to four months.
Okay, yeah. And KC is telling me that he's thinking about if he wants to continue the relationship with you. He thinks a lot about your relationship. See, but that's what, okay, but Casey, that's what I was saying. I saw him, not physical now, but being slapped spiritually and mentally. That's what I saw. So, yes, he's thinking about the relationship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said we're not together. We're not in a relationship.
Well, not right now, but he's coming back.
Oh, okay.
He is going to come back. He thinks about the relationship. That's what I'm telling you. If you get a call from him, you know, just baby steps. You know, how are you doing? You know, how's your job? How, you know, if he has kids, you know, whatever, blah, 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 but just baby steps. And then if as you talk more and say, well, where do you see us? Where do you see this relationship going? Are we going to be together again, or are you going to run off, you know, or something? But no, but he's not. Yeah, no, he's establishing a foundation within himself. That's not always the easy thing to do for any of us human beings. You know, but it takes us to stand in our own truth and accept responsibility for our actions, right?
Yeah.
That's why he got slapped, okay? You know, it's like the angel said, look here, let me tell you one thing. You see what you're doing? You know, so that's what I mean that way, yeah. Not, I don't want you thinking the physical realm, no. Because we all get dealt with. I don't care who you are. We all get dealt with on this earth, one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah. So look for, I'll put it like this. The lunar is coming up. Now, the lunar, which is during the full moon, is going to be dealing with relationships. So I would say the second half of this month, Jarrell, look to hear from him.
Okay.
Second half. Yes, ma'am. And like I said, just remember baby steps.
All righty. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good holiday.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful holiday, too, and a beautiful week, young lady. And thanks for calling. All right. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about, it's 3:26 on the West Coast and I think it's 6:26 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Remember, you can always call back in with a second question as well. Okay. All right, our next caller is area code 312. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Shay. How are you?
Hi, Shay. How are you doing, young lady?
Good. Thanks for having my call.
All right, you're most welcome.
Well, I could go two ways with this, but I'm going to go the one way. I just was wondering, when is my relationship going to progress in more of like, let me think how to phrase this, in more of a way that would fulfill me more than where it's at and like have a family and do all that.
Like, oh, okay. What's the guy's first name?
That corner going to, Lou.
Lou, okay. Lou. As soon as you said Lou, I got happy player.
Right.
You don't find that funny. I'm sorry, but
no.
I did look like happy
player. I think it's funny. Right, yeah. That's an old term when we were way back when. Right, I said you can't play a player. So, yeah, that's funny. I get it.
Okay, so now you two are seeing each other now, right? Right?
Yes.
You have a relationship now that you've seen each other. Okay. You just want Lou to step the fuck up to the plate. I know what you're saying. Am I right?
Yes. I'm like, how do I say this politely? Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, yeah. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. You know?
Shay and Lou, Casey. Is your relationship going to get better? You know, Lou is a fun person. I see he's a really charismatic individual. But it's the seriousness that you want. You want him to calm down and be serious. Yeah.
Well, he's serious in work. He's serious in work, and I know he is fun, used to be fun, but he's kind of just blah now. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Let me concentrate on Lou then. Lou, what are you doing? Oh. Mr. Lou had an awakening too. That's why he's gotten serious about his job, because he realized in his life he played too long. You know what I mean? Like, he should have came in a long time ago. The light was on, but it was flickering for him. So, yeah.
On all levels.
Now he's getting
Agreed.
Really serious about his life. That's why. But you know what? This is not the time to kind of bring that up. I'd wait till the end of the month. And to be honest with you, go with the flow, because we're going into Mercury retrograde. And you know you don't ever want to break up with somebody during Mercury retrograde, because it's always a misunderstanding. Somebody didn't understand the other person. So for right now, I would say go with the flow. And then after August 7th, and I think that's when, no, August 2nd, I'm sorry, August 2nd, then have that conversation, you know.
I mean.
Because, you know, he's kind of, is he bossy? He's bossy, huh?
He's beyond bossy. I've been with him a long time, and I keep telling him I want to have a family. I keep wanting to have kids. And it's like he always put work first, and he's not understanding when I'm telling him this, my time's a clicking here. It's a clicking, and I'm like, it's not, you know, you, let's go. And I just feel like, and then you're right, where you go through misunderstanding, and then I start thinking, well, maybe he's having an affair. Maybe he's with other women, da-da-da-da-da.
Stop it. Don't even go there. Don't even put that out in the universe. Man's not doing that.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I get control, and Casey gets, he wants to be the boss. He wants to make the decision, but it's time for you to talk to him, but not now. Like I said, wait till after August 2nd. You two go out to dinner, whatever you do when you're on a date, and then bring it up. Say, you know, I would like for us to get married and things to be a little bit more serious, you know.
We are married. That's the point. I didn't tell you that, but we're married, and it just seems like I want more out of my life than just this. I know I'm meant for more. So I'm just like, this is ridiculous. That's the way I look at it. I'm not wasting my time. I did not waste my time. I'm very successful in this map, but it's like, this is what I want. And I didn't think marrying the love of my life, I didn't think he would not take my wishes and my wantings and put it to the back burner.
Well, does he want children?
He says he does, but that's why I'm like...
I see him wavering. That's why I'm asking you, because I see, like, waves up and down, up and down. Like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to stay married to him if he doesn't do that. We've been together. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. I'll resent him.
How long have you two been married? 5 or 6 years? Okay, I was right. I wrote down on my pad right here 5 years, but I'll wait and hear what you had to say.
Yeah,
because I understand about the biological clock ticking, and you don't want to be, 50 years old having a child. Although Janet Jackson just did, so I don't know. But
she probably saved her eggs.
Her husband's a billionaire, so there's a difference there.
She probably saved her eggs. Right.
I want
my own.
Well, for sure, honey, for sure.
I know.
Well, you know what? Like I said, don't push anything during this period. But after August 2nd, ask him outright. Do you want children or not? Let's ask him.
I do, and he says yeah.
Well, see, that's why I saw the wave up and down, up and down. Shay, it was like yes, no, yes, no. So he needs to stop changing, right? That back and forth don't get it. Either you want the children or you don't. What is it? But it's not like, oh, today's Sunday. Oh, yeah, honey, I really want us to have kids. And tomorrow's Monday. Like, well, let's think about it. See what I'm saying? The up and down, the wave that I'm seeing. So, yeah, so just point blank. After August 2nd,
I do,
just,
and that's
do
what
you
he
want
says.
Kids or not?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if he does, then say, well, we're going to start working on that right now.
Right. Ridiculous.
If it's true, then you tell him, say, okay, we're going to start working on that right now. Yep.
Right. This is, yep. So you don't see other women then? No other women then, right?
Stop that. No. And you don't want to speak shit like that because you're putting it out in the universe.
You're right.
We don't want that to happen. He's not that kind of man. He's fun.
Okay,
he's a very charismatic individual.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah, women love him. You're right. Yeah.
Okay, but he's not screwing up on you.
Don't worry.
Okay,
I'm going to call back because I'm going to ask about career. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
See you in a minute. Okay. Area code 805, you're on the air with Lennox and KC. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Donna?
I'm good. But, you know, I had this meditation about 6 weeks ago, and I've been asking to, you know, bring a fellow in for me and more money so I can go traveling, and I heard it's coming soon.
and I felt a lot of love, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up and if it's coming soon or.
Okay. Is this a settlement you're looking for? Is that
a windfall? No, like a lottery win or something like that.
Girl, if it was a lottery win, do you think I'd be on the phone if I won? No, I would be, because that is my gift from God. Oh, God. Let's see, Donna. I'm going to ask the angels, how are you going to be blessed financially? I'm not going to say, are you going to win the lottery? How are you going to be blessed financially?
Okay. Maybe it's with the guy. I don't know.
It is. They're just telling me it's with the man that has money. Yep.
Oh.
This man, where's my pen? Because I have to write it down. This man is a millionaire.
Okay. Oh, good.
And he's a little bit older, maybe five
good.
To 7 years
older
than you. Very established, which he has to be. He's a millionaire. Joshua. I don't know why, but I'm getting this name, Joshua. So just write that down if you happen to run across a gentleman with that name, Joshua. Sounds biblical. This will come about. You're going to see him in the middle of the month. I think you're going to meet him in the middle of the month. But before you really get all, you know, relationship and all that, wait till after the second. Because I'll tell you why. You never want to start a relationship during Mercury retrograde. It will not succeed. Believe this. I'm telling you the truth. So if you meet, which you will, during the month of July, that's okay. But as far as like, oh, yeah, we're going out to dinner, we're going over here, we're going to see some friends. No, wait till after the second. Because then you can say officially now your relationship is beginning. The 2nd of August. We're in Mercury retrograde from July 7th to August 2nd. So after the 2nd, then go ahead, step it up. Get the relationship going. But you never want to just start a relationship during Mercury retrograde. It's hard as hell to keep that relationship going.
Ugh. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
See, I want,
so that's okay.
If he has the money. We can travel then.
Yeah, he's a millionaire. I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
good.
But you will meet him. I'm seeing somewhere between the 16th and the 18th right now of July.
Okay.
Somewhere within those 3 days that you'll meet him. How, I don't know. But you're going to, you'll meet somehow. I don't know if you're going to bump into each other or maybe there's a gentleman or a girlfriend that's going to introduce you to this guy. But, yeah, so far what I'm picking up, he's a good spirit. I'm not picking up anything bad, definitely single. He divorced many years ago, which I think wife regretted that because, like I said, he's a multimillionaire now. So, but single. So, yeah, bring some love into his life after August
2nd. Oh, I will.
Okay, Donna.
All
right, girlfriend.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome, and have a beautiful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling. Yeah. Okay. Next caller, area code 971. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
My name is Holly.
Holly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Holly. How are you doing today, young lady?
I've had better days. I've had better weeks, actually.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Okay. So,
now I'm starting to feel you.
My boyfriend and I, over 5 years, had an argument, and we ended up splitting up because, you know, lack of communication. And come to find out, he has moved someone else into our house. I have yet to even be able to get my stuff out of our house. I want to know, is it love? Is he doing this just, you know, as a way to get back to me? And will they last? And why is he so mad at me?
Wow. What's his first name?
Mark.
Okay. Casey wanted me to ask you, are you experiencing a lot of headaches right now?
Yeah.
Casey, yes, she is. I'm sorry?
and tension, like in my muscle tension.
Full time. Oh, your job is causing you to have headaches? Or tension?
No,
tension.
I'm not.
Oh. I'm sorry?
Muscle tension, like tension in my muscles.
Tension, okay. Which is coming from stress. Okay. All righty. Okay, Holly was just, I'm sorry. Casey was saying she could feel that. Okay, let's get back to Mark now. Why does Mark think you're a crazy woman? Whoa.
Mark thinks I'm crazy because I am willing to call him out on his bullshit.
No, okay. That's good. Okay. This woman that he is with right now and moved into you guys' home, he can control. He couldn't control you. This woman he can control. He's like the boss over her, and what he says, go. And she goes for it. So that explains that. Okay. Because I was just wondering, like, okay, you know, moved another woman in? What the hell is that? I don't think so much love is that it's a woman he can control.
On Facebook, they look so happy and, like, in love and stuff. I don't know if it's just, like, you know, an image for the outside world or what.
No, I mean they like each other. I mean, I think she loves him. I don't doubt that. He isn't quite there yet. He cares about her, but I don't think he's in love with her like she is with him. But for him, it's controlling. He's able to control her. So I want to know. Okay, so yeah, forget that. You guys are getting a divorce, right? You're going your separate ways.
We were never married. I just want to know.
Okay, you're going your separate ways.
Is it permanent?
Yeah.
I'm
getting a pain across my forehead. This is not you, Holly. Oh, my God. The angels are showing me you're sitting on a pedestal. It's almost like a nail. And you know how the nail has that flat head? I see you sitting up high on that. I'm like, why did you go low? As Michelle Obama says, but why did you go low? You're way up there. You're way advanced of this man. Was it just love or something, physical love? Because they're showing me you're like way up here and he's way down below you like, whoa. He didn't match your goals. He didn't match you. Yeah.
Are they going to stay together forever?
I don't know. Their relationship right now is day by day. So I don't know. I'm not seeing a future, not to say that they may not have one, but I'm seeing their relationship right now is just day by day, and he's in control. Sounds like you want to get back with him. What did he bring to the table other than sex, Holly, that you want to get back with him?
I thought he was my best friend. I felt comfortable with him. I mean, I felt a connection with him.
Okay, I'm going to go deeper. What's your sign, Holly?
The Scorpio.
What's your sign?
Scorpio.
What? Scorpio? Okay,
yeah.
And what is his?
A Taurus.
Oh, yeah. He's hard-headed. Very
one
stubborn.
Second.
Oh.
I'm on it.
Am
one
I holding
second. Nope, you're fine.
Okay. I see you living your life. I see you living your life, and he is too, but he's not very giving. He likes to receive, but he's not very giving. He's stubborn. He kind of like when he does things, he has his mind made up and he don't give in, at least no time soon. Are you going to get back together? I don't know, Holly. I'm just not seeing that right now. Like I said, his relationship with this other woman is a day-by-day thing. It's not something where they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be together for the next, year or two or something like that. I'm not seeing that. KC is saying that she feels like the two of you might get back together. That's what she's feeling. Yeah. I don't want you stressed. I want you to take the stress off. Rather than looking, I'll put it like this, rather than looking about, but you said you have stuff over there, and how come you can't go get your items over there?
He won't release it? Yeah.
Is he just being a butt about it? Is that why?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. Chalk it up to experience. Chalk it up to experience. Whatever he's got over there, you can buy it again.
Okay.
You know.
Just
chalk it up to experience. Let it play out. We're in Mercury retrograde. Let this play out and see what happens. Don't you do anything. You're over there. You're on the left and he's on the right. Let this relationship play out and let's see what happens by August 2nd. Because they're also in Mercury retrograde and this is a day-to-day, day-by-day relationship. So let's just see what happens. But I want you, Holly, to feel like a queen because you are. And you deserve so much better. I'm telling you, the angel showed me you're up high on a pinnacle. It's just, he's below you. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you the truth because my angels don't lie. He's below you. You need somebody that's on the same level as you, Holly. I understand the comfortability, but I'm talking about spiritually, mentally, and physically matches you. And you deserve that because you are a queen. Okay, I don't ever want you to think less. Quit that tension all in your shoulders and stuff. It's like, look here, pop your collar. Thank you, God, for showing me what I don't need in my life. Now, God, would you bring the person that I do want in my life that's going to make me happy, that's going to fill that void that I can communicate with spiritually, mentally, and have a good physical love relationship with. Okay? That's who you are. Heck yeah. Girl, you got it going on. Don't let one man take you down. There's so many men in this world, and there's a man out there somewhere that's going to love you the way you want to be loved, totally and unconditionally, not by control, that you both honor and respect each other. And it's a privilege for you two to be in love, right? That's
what
you deserve. Yeah. Girl, let that heifer have him. That ain't you. I mean, I'm sorry for the split up, but in a way I'm glad. Because you're much better than that. You're much on a much higher pedestal. So believe me, when you start looking for love again, make sure that that man matches you, okay? He matches what you're looking for, totally. And if it doesn't, then move on to the next guy. You ain't it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I love
you.
It's going to get better. It really is. Just kind of enjoy yourself this month, and then after August 2nd, girl, be fierce. Go forward. Get yourself out there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, and thanks for calling, Holly. Have a beautiful week. Okay, our next caller is area code 510. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Camille.
Hi, Camille. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
Terrific. I'm doing terrific.
Good.
Slaying it, girl. Slaying it.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, my question is, I've been together with my boyfriend. His name is Josh. We've been together for 9 months. How do you see our relationship progressing?
Very good. You two are meant to be together. Whoa. Yeah, the angel said you and Josh are supposed to be together. What's the problem? I'm seeing goodness. I'm seeing nothing but goodness. So I'm trying to figure out what's the ugliness, because all I see is good, what's being shown to me right now. Let's go back to the question.
Yeah.
Well, so, honey, I can understand that. I'm a Capricorn. I was a workaholic, too.
He's a Capricorn, yeah.
Oh, girl, what you worried about? He will take care of your ass.
Okay. See, I've never, like, dated a Capricorn before, so I'm just like, what in the world, you know? It's like work.
Capricorns are workaholics because we like money. And not only like money, we like to make sure that we're stable in our lives. We don't want to have to worry about is rent paid, is utilities paid. That bothers the hell out of us. So we always
that's
why we're kind of workaholics. Like, you got enough money on your 40 hours to pay your bills. Yeah, but I'm going to work 20 more hours just to make sure if anything comes.
That makes
I know,
sense.
I know. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You're a Cancer, okay? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You too will click. Let me tell you, I worked so much because I retired as a senior aviation controller. But I'd work so much, my two daughters, if they, you know, somebody, oh, where's your mom at? At that job.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, but
exactly.
Hey, they both went through college. One's an RN, and I paid for it, and the other one's an attorney, so come on. Okay.
Okay.
But I didn't mind that. I didn't mind that because, you know, I wanted my daughters to have a future, and so I don't have to worry about them. They're both doing great. But, yeah, Cancer and Capricorn, girl, yeah. I dated a Cancer man for a long time, about 10 years or so. Yeah. But you two will complement each other. You're the nurturer, okay? You're going to nurture the relationship for it to be spiritually and mentally, physically. Y'all got that covered. And Josh is like, okay, if you need something, now people think that Capricorns are frugal, which we are, but we are also very generous, you know, especially if you're somebody we love and we know that you need something. It's like, we got you. Don't worry about it. We got you. So, yep.
Okay.
Good relationship, girl. Good relationship.
Oh, good.
Y'all just flow this month.
Beautiful.
Because we're in Mercury retrograde, just flow. Don't. Either one of you, don't put anything, I don't want to say stressful, anything too deep. You know what I mean? Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Go for a walk or maybe go down to the beach or, you know, when he's not working. I understand because I went through that with my Cancer too. So I understand.
Interesting.
But a good relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the first
Beautiful.
Thing I saw, just goodness. Yeah. I was like, well, what is she talking about? Because angels ain't showing me nothing bad.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, and honey, congratulations on your Capricorn. Go on with it, girl. You're going to be happy.
Thank you.
Not
going to
be happy.
Okay.
You will be happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And you have
Bye-bye.
A wonderful week, Miss Camille. Thank you for calling.
I sure will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I just want to reiterate, the solar eclipse is on the 2nd. And I did read the horoscopes at the beginning, so you know how it's going to affect you. The new moon is on the 2nd. All this is on Tuesday, and then Mercury retrograde will begin next Sunday until August 2nd. Okay. All right, going on, our next call is area code 312. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Shay.
I'm sorry, this
Hello?
Is who?
It's Shay, yes. Shay.
Oh, Shay.
Hi.
Oh, you're back. All right, girl.
Well, yeah, because you said I could get back in line, so I got back in line.
Yes, you can. You surely can.
Okay, so I'm in the middle of 3 job interviews, which I kind of think, well, I don't know if I'm going to be offered all 3, but I'm kind of wondering, what do you think? What do you think about them?
What field are you in, Shay?
Family practice. Family practice.
I'm sorry?
Family practice. So, like, immediate care.
Family practice,
care,
okay. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need. Okay, and you've got 3 options or opportunities.
Well, I don't know.
I
I'm thinking.
Say.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll be offered them.
Okay, whoever the 2nd one is real good. I don't know how you have that numbered 1, 2, 3, but the 2nd one is very good. Okay. Well, whatever the second
Gee,
one that you got might come
them.
Through. Okay, well, it's just the angels are telling me number two is very good, exclamation, exclamation. So that's like woo-woo. So
number
I don't
two.
Know, but it's very good.
Is that the big corporation or the
this one? Okay, let me tell you now, the one that they're saying is very good. You've got to travel. It's not close to home. Are you like 10 miles from your house if you took this job?
So that's, so here's the, yes, probably be 20 miles. So 20 minutes away.
Okay,
well, there's
that's
one
the
one. You can do like, okay, because there's one that you can do like telehealth where you could call me on like a, like an application and I talk to you via text of what's going on with you and your body and your symptoms. And then every once in a while, that's one of them. The other one is like in like, let's say like a Walgreens or like a Target or CVS.
No, no, stop. No, that's not you. Go ahead. Don't even say about that one. That's not you. Go ahead. The next one.
Oh, and then the other one is the one you're probably talking about where I would have my own new place and I'd be setting it up and it would be like about 20 miles away from home.
Okay, yeah, because they said you travel back and forth for this one. So, yeah.
I did go on interviews back
That
and
one
forth
is very
so
good. Why would, well, you know, I'm sorry to have cut you off when you were talking about Walgreens and all that. You don't want to be around that kind of public. It's something
Got
about
it.
You don't need to be around that. It's like, I don't know, it's energy or vibrations is not good. Compared to the
mm-hmm.
first one or the second one that you mentioned, or at least the one I mentioned, it was this 20 miles, the one that's 20 miles away, and the first one. That second one, the energy and the vibrations are not good. So that's why I stopped you right away because I didn't even want you to put it out there.
No, that's wild because honestly, when I started this, that was my first like, oh, I always want to go work in the, you know, they have the little clinics in the shopping centers.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, you know how they have Walgreens on every corner and you can go in and see someone?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Originally that's what I thought. And then what I think you're saying number two, this is this other opportunity that came up. And so far I really like the staff. Like, I think the owner's upfront and transparent and he's like a no BSer.
Okay.
I kind of like, so, but I'm just making sure I'm going to get my worth.
You
that's
are with that,
like,
with the one that's 20 miles, that one, yes.
Yeah.
The angel said, very good, very good.
And,
so,
and they're
yes.
good people, right? So follow that, do that one.
Yes, yes.
Because
now,
where
I'm
at, now
you're
there.
Not starting that position.
Yes?
You're not starting that position during Mercury retrograde, are you?
No, they haven't even offered me a contract yet. But that's why I'm saying I got a feeling contracts are going to start coming in with me this month. Like in July.
No, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you have to start
oh, okay.
work this month, does it?
No, because I have to give my other job, which I can't wait to leave. I have to give them like at least 4 weeks notice. Well, 2 months notice, maybe really. But that's just like, I get what you're saying. It's a negative environment. And when I signed on with them, I didn't think they were like that.
Now you
not
understand
nice.
With Walgreens, what did I say? Energy and vibration
yeah.
is not good.
Yeah,
see?
Because
now you're validating yeah. that with what you're doing right now. Okay.
Right, and then I was scared to tell my job that I'm leaving, but I know I could save more lives than what I'm doing now personally.
Well, heck
you know?
Yeah. Don't limit yourself.
Okay.
My God. Heck no.
Okay, so that's
you know who you
right.
are
so
and what you're about.
Change.
You're a good woman and a good spirit. I mean, God is blessing you. No, I'm sorry that you're in the toxic environment that you're at right now, but you're going to be blessed. This other job, when these contracts come in and you accept this one,
mm-hmm.
just tell them that I can
yeah.
start anytime after August 2nd.
August 2nd.
Because we'll be out of Mercury retrograde. Right, because we'll be out of Mercury
right.
retrograde after August 2nd. Yep.
And then in
but,
my
you know,
mind,
you can still fill out your applications and,
mm-hmm.
you know, your contracts. You can still do all that, but you're not going to physically start until after August 2nd. So that's good. You'll be prepared,
so,
you know.
But if they give me a contract, when can I, like, say, come back and say, like, if they give me a dollar amount and I want, like, a different dollar amount, is any time good during July to come back and say that?
I think this other company is going to give you what you asked for and maybe even a little bit more because I'm seeing a bonus.
Yeah, and the girl told me that he is very generous, right? He's very generous. He gives you what you're worth, and you make good bonuses. But you have to work.
There you go.
And I have no problem working.
Thank you for the validation.
Thank you for the validation. That's good. So my life will turn around and still keep getting better.
Oh, yeah. Financially, you'll just do, please. You're going to do good.
I know. I want a baby, though. I know. I want lots of money, but I want a baby.
Well, you know you're going to be blessed, right? Because you're giving your soul out to help other souls. You are. So you know you're going
to
be blessed.
Yeah, but I want a soul to come through me.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, you're going to have a little girl. I see one child. You're going to have
I'll
a little girl. And
all right, I'll take it.
She's bubbly. I can tell you she's got a lot of curly hair, blondish brown, curly hair, and she's so bubbly. She's a little child like you just want to, you know what I mean? You just want to kiss them cheeks all the time. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be Lou or not, but you got a little girl coming.
Yeah.
There's a little. She's just waiting on the other side. Once you
all right.
It comes together, she'll
all
come
right.
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm hoping for another little boy, so let's see. I can't be that girl. You're right. Okay. All right. Well,
no, you're getting
you
a girl
so
this time, honey. It's going to be a beautiful
right, okay.
little girl.
I support it. Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Thank
Thanks
you
for calling
so
back.
Okay.
You're welcome. All righty. Let me turn the page here. All right. Well, our next call. Hey, we got a few lines open, you guys. Get on the good ship lollipop. Call in. We got a few lines open. Okay, area code 614. You're on the air with Linus and KC. How are you doing? 614. Hello. Hello. 614, if you're listening to the program, come back to your phone and pick it up. You're on the air. Okay. I won't take you down. I'll come back and check and see because you're probably just away from your phone, maybe listening to the show. Okay. I'm enjoying you guys today. You know, it's always my privilege and honor. Well, both of us, me and Nina both, but... I just love it because you guys bless me and I bless you, okay? It works both ways, so you're a blessing to me as well because I learn too, right? Sure. So now remember, we're going to be dealing with relationships coming into this solar eclipse on the 2nd. So you guys think, you know, the ones that are having relationship good or maybe just a little bit of a problem, just be cool. Just be cool, unless it's a relationship you shouldn't be in. And in that case, kick their ass to the curb, okay? And for Mr. Right to come along, the right one. Okay, and let's see what else. Oh, and Nina will be back next week, of course. Because like I said, Canada, they're celebrating tomorrow their holiday, which is kind of equivalent to our 4th of July on Thursday. So, but anyway... Well, we've got lines open. If you want to call in, I really don't want to do the two-minute mark like Nina does. I laugh about that. But, you know, you're more than welcome to call in. And like I said, we do have lines open right now. And we also have a guest psychic with us today, Miss KC. So, yep, so call in with your questions. More than glad to answer. Otherwise, I will go to the two-minute warning. what else can I talk about? Let's see. Well, I told you about Saturday Night Psychic to go over there, and you can see me do the horoscopes for July. And I do them intuitively. Now, I'm a tarot reader. I've been doing psychic readings for 40 years. I do tarot. In fact, I just bought two new decks here about a couple of months back. I do the signs intuitively. I go to the angels and I ask them, what do, you know, this particular sign need to know? And I always do a theme, right? So my theme this month, I think, was celebration and something else. But I always do a theme. So, yes, I'm intuitive, empathic, and I am a psychic. But I kind of like the angels. I think they like better when I do it intuitively, but I will use a card. So you may see before the year is out that I'll do some readings with the tarot cards. And, of course, the book, Are You Ready? It's poetry. My poetry, I've been writing poetry since I was 14 years old, and I decided a few years ago to compile it and put them in a book. So some of the poems will make you laugh, make you happy. Some poems might make you cry. Some poems might make you think of things gone by. But I cover everything from politics, relationships, spirituality, sex. I cover it all. Now, I do want to tell you this. If, as you're listening to the show, listening to that, the audio and visual, that there's a poem that you like and it's like, ooh, I'd like to hear that again or, you know, have a copy of that, you're more than welcome to contact me on the website, or you can do it through Facebook. Like I said, the Essence of Success Radio Network. Send me a message. The cost is $2, and I'll send you a copy of the poem. No, it will not be on Xerox paper. It's much nicer than that. But I will send you the copy of that poem, so just to let you know. Okay. And let's see what else. And you guys, you're missing Friday traffic jams. Oh, Wednesday, last week in the studio. You know, every Wednesday I do in the studio, which is the news show. This last Wednesday, I went off on Mitch McConnell. And I wouldn't be surprised if FCC make my Wednesday show go in suspension for a while. Because, yes, I was cursing. Yes, yes, yes. Linus was cursing. Because I was, he wants to stop, or he doesn't, not only stop, but he doesn't want security preventions put in for the voter machines. So we have two companies, y'all, that handles the voting throughout our nation. One is they both got lobbyists, but ES&S, yeah, they paid a lot of lobbyists to make sure they maintain as being one of our voting machines. And Dominion, they're not quite as intense. Now, the problem I have with Mitch McConnell, we need security on our voting machines so we don't have what happened in last election in Florida and with Trump's and Hillary. So we need to be, you know, much better than that. Well, anyway, he's blocking it. He's blocking Congress. Anytime somebody come up and say, well, let's talk about the voters machine, he shuts it down. Well, I did some research on Mitch McConnell and lobbyists. Do you know this man has been paid by six different lobbyists? Six different lobbyists to make sure that the protections and security are not there for our voting machines. So, yeah, I went off and cursed him out good style. Because I was like, you're a congressman for who? What state do you work for? Because you're fooling them. They're under the illusion. They think you're a good person, and you're not helping our nation as a whole. You know, we got to come together. It's bad enough we got our little ups and downs and disagreements about Trump, so I understand that. But still, we are a nation of people, and we do come together for the betterment to help one another regardless, you know. And when I say come together, like if there's been a big fire or something like that or some children, my God, you know, have gotten hurt, we come together. So come on, you know. We don't need somebody like him in Congress stopping security and protections for our voting rights. That's not what it's about. But anyway. All right, well, I've got a call, so enough of me jaw-jacking. Area code 347, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, this is Jalisa. How are you?
Fine. This is who, Jalisa? Is that right?
No, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, hi, Lisa. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing well today. And yourself?
Terrific.
Okay. So I have a question, all right? I would love to get a new vehicle, and I don't think it's going to come right now until next year. I'm thinking maybe March or April. I just wanted to see if you see that happening then.
No, I see it happening before the end of the year.
Really?
Or you wait until next year. They're telling me November or December.
Ooh,
you should get your
okay.
car. Or your vehicle, SUV, whatever it is, yeah, that you want. Yeah, the angels are saying November and December. Why are you waiting until next year? Is that more financial, better for you to wait next year?
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't think about it. I can get it this year. That's fine. Hey, I have no problems getting it. That's fine.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, the angels are saying November or December you'll have your new vehicle.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And there's a benefit to that because it's at the end of the year. And so they'll be getting, they try and get rid of the car dealerships, a lot of their inventory, right? Whether it's new cars or year before, 2 years, whatever. So they darn near give the car to you at the price that you're willing to pay. So, you know, if the car is going for $20,000 and you say, you know what, I'll give you guys $17,000 to $18,000, they'll go along with it because they want that car off the lot. They want to get rid of the inventory.
Okay.
Whereas if you did it right now, they're like, oh, no, we're not budging. You're going to have to pay $25,000. But at the end of the year, yeah, you'll do good. So actually it's a blessing.
Oh, sounds awesome. Okay, I didn't think about it like that. I do have my eye on something. Yeah, okay.
Well, good for you. So do I. My SUV is 23 years old, bless his heart. I call him Sammy, but Sammy tired. Bless his heart, he's tired. He's like, Mom, you got to let me go and go get a new car.
Exactly. You have to learn this. Come on, it's 23 years? Yes. Time for you to definitely upgrade.
It is, and you know what the problem is, Lisa? I don't want the car note. I can make the car note. That's no problem. I can go up to $400 and some car note. But it's just the point not to have one, and all I pay is insurance every month. Girl, I'm a happy camper.
Yes.
So what it is, I become complacent. That's the bottom line. I become complacent. It's like, okay, come on. You're putting money into this car that you don't need to. Just go ahead and take that money and go get a new car, you know, or a new SUV. So not brand new, but you know what I mean? Newer than that one, of course, something like 2005 or 8 or something like that. But, yeah. Yeah, so that's what stopped me. But for you, yeah, the angels, November, December, and it's a blessing. It's a good time. You can get the car at your price, not theirs.
All right. And should I do something where I pay a monthly payment or just buy something maybe for about $15,000, $20,000?
I would. That's a good 15 and 20 is good. You know why? Because your insurance not only will be a little bit cheaper, but your notes are cheaper.
Okay, exactly.
You know, your car note is cheaper, yeah. Unless you lived up here in Washington and your taxes are 10.4, then no.
Okay. All
I know,
right.
I'm just being asinine. Remind me. I would rather go to Portland, Oregon, and no taxes and buy a vehicle down there, but you still have to have tabs on it when you bring it into Washington State. So, but they sure are a hell of a lot cheaper than Washington, I can tell you that.
All right. Okay, so I'm definitely taking your advice.
Yeah. Who's that guy standing behind you, Lisa?
I don't know, but I hope it's my future husband.
There he is. There's some guy standing behind. No, it's not an angel. This is, I can see a spirit. He's standing behind you. He's tall, too. Medium complected. You must have thought about him because this man is coming quickly, rapidly. That's why I'm seeing his spirit behind you. Yeah. You must have been thinking, or what is it they say, pray on it, or put it out there in the universe, what you're looking for in a gentleman. Yeah.
Yes, that's
but like
what
I said, he's
for.
Tall, medium built, medium complected.
Mm-hmm.
He either is bald or he has his hair cut close to his head. He's nice looking.
Okay.
He's very comfortable on the eyes. He's coming up the third week of this month, the fourth week, the third week. Come on, angels, get it together. Oh, it's 5 weeks in this month? I didn't know that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, skippy jippy. Yeah, it is a fourth week. Okay, angels, my bad. Yeah, the fourth week of this month, you're going to meet this guy. But don't get serious until after August 2nd. You can meet him. Talk to him on the phone. After August 2nd, like, all right, let's go somewhere. Let's do something.
Okay, so until then,
get
just
it together.
Wait it out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but you're going to meet him. So remember, that's the week of the 21st through the 27th, the angel said. The fourth week of this month is when you'll meet this guy. I don't know how you're going to. Well, hold on. Let me ask. Darn fluke. The angel said, okay, there's a girlfriend that knows this guy.
Oh.
This is what they're showing me. He knows your girlfriend, you know, just like friends, you know, hi-bye type
okay.
of thing.
Yeah.
You see her. It looks like you're going in a store or something, and you see her, and they're like, oh, hi, Joyce, how you doing? And he comes by, and she, you know, they speak to each other, and she goes, oh, let me introduce you to my friend Lisa. And he introduced you. Bam. There you go, girl.
Okay.
There you go. All right. So it's all like as they say, God works in the wink of an eye. That's how it
uh-huh.
happens. It's that quick. Like
oh,
you see
nice.
Your girlfriend and you're talking, and then he just happens to be in the store too, and they, you know, do their greetings, and she goes, let me introduce you to Lisa. And there you go.
Okay.
That's when you get the blink in them eyes and putting that hand on them hips and like, what's your name? How you doing? Yep, that's
yeah.
your guy. Yeah.
Ooh,
so far
nice.
It looks good. I'm not seeing anything bad on this gentleman, so I'm feeling good. And he's dressed nice, like casual. He's got slacks on and a nice
mm-hmm.
shirt. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, all right. Oh, I'm smiling now.
And he is single. I
oh,
asked
oh,
that.
Nice.
The angel said, yes, he's single, so you don't have no drama or have to
okay,
deal with no
yeah.
baby mama or no bullshit. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't want any of that joke. So thank you. Ooh, cool.
No.
All right.
No. Wow. Lisa, we're really connected to the angels today, girlfriend.
I see.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff. Yeah, this is going to be a long-term relationship. So, Lisa, I'm going to tell you, call me back at the end of the month. After
okay,
you
I
meet
will.
Him, call me back,
okay,
and then I can say, girl, how is it?
Okay, all right.
I know you've got
no,
a clean
I'm
spirit.
I saw it. I am going to, definitely.
Yeah, because he's
ooh,
got
nice.
A clean spirit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me know, and have a good week, and happy 4th
you
of July
too.
To you.
Okay, same
okay.
to you. I'll talk to you at the end of the month. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right, well, we'll try 614 one more time. Area code 614, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Dolphin.
I remember, you got to spell that to me. I remembered your name, but I did it wrong, so spell it to me.
S-I-L-S-A-N, like Nancy.
That's it. All right. Silson, yes. So how are you doing today, young lady? Where was you at earlier? I was trying to get you.
I was at the grocery store shopping.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right, honey. Okay, so what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I just want to see. I am starting a new job, and I just want to see what good would come of it, I guess.
Okay. What field are you in? I don't want to know the company, but what field? Like, what do you do?
It's a warehouse.
Okay, stop. That's good enough. I'm going to ask. You work for Amazon?
Yes.
How did I know that? Because they're going crazy up here in Washington. Well, of course, this is Amazon's hub here. So, okay. I I see you doing good, but I'm looking at, you're doing your job good. I don't see you having a problem doing your job. I'm looking at the people around you to see who you're working with. You do better working with men than you do with women. Women are catty. I don't know why for you, but women are real catty for you. But if you work around men, you're fine. It's like, okay, you do your job, I do mine, it's no problem. But the women, when you work around them, I see like catty, being backbiting, gossiping. And I'm not saying that's just for women, because men do it too. But for you, your vibrations and your energy is good around men, working with men. Am I correct?
Yes. It's unfortunate because I have a new, like a manager or a lead, and she's female, and I had a bad vibe from her today. And she just seems very angry and irritated. I'm just kind of worried about working with her in the future. I don't want to have a difficult time at work, you know.
Well, she's got some personal issues, and she shouldn't have brought them to the job.
Yeah.
I can see that right now. She should never have brought that to the job. Business is business, and personal is personal. I believe that 100%, and people should live that way. You don't cross, you know what I mean? Cross from when, oh, I didn't get my cup of coffee this morning. What the hell do you want? Like, really? Huh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see it. I'm empathic. I can see it and feel it. And I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Stay out of her way. As less as you can to talk to her, the better. If you have to go in, punch in, like, okay, where am I at in the warehouse? Just tell me where you want me to work. Fine. You don't need to see her no more until you, or even if you see her when you clock out. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? She's got issues.
Yeah.
She does, and it's not you. Believe me, it's not you, Silson. It is not you. It's in her personal life. And I'm sorry that she brings you to the job. I know people do this now and then. Everybody doesn't, but maybe it happens more than it should. So that's why I'm just telling you, stay out of her way, because somebody's going to call her on the carpet. I see somebody down there snapping on her. Like she talked out the left side of her mouth to the wrong person, and they snapped on her. You'll hear about it because you're going to laugh when you hear about it. You know, not laugh out loud. It'll be a laugh to yourself, like, mm-hmm, but goes around, come around, don't it? Ha-ha. Okay, that's what I mean, that way to yourself. You're not going to be like somebody tell you something and you bust out laughing. No. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, other than that, you're going to do good. Like I said, other than that, you're going to do good. I just see you working better around the men than the women, and you'll be fine. Yes, ma'am. Congratulations on your new job, sweetie.
Thank you. Do you
yes.
see any relations coming from this job or anything like that?
Do I see any other jobs?
Any relationships coming from this job.
Oh, now, girl, why you want to shit where you eat? Come on, Silson. Come
right.
on. All right, honey. Because whether you're there for a year or you're there for 5 years, don't shit where you eat. Because it always ends up the woman loses her job and the man is still there. And that shit pisses me off. But you know what? That's the way our society is. If you have relationships with somebody on the company and maybe you guys split up or get in an argument or whatever, they'll let you go first. Isn't that unfair? Let the man go. Why does it always have to be the woman that loses her job? So anyway, that's just my little thing for today for you. Don't shit where you eat. Now, outside of that, you might have a relationship, okay? And it's by water. I don't know. I'm seeing you asked about relationship. The angels are showing me water right now. So this guy is somewhere by the water. I don't know if he works on the ships. So he goes fishing. He's a crab potter or maybe a lifeguard. But he deals with water. Something has to do with water, okay? That's where your new guy is going to come from.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, congratulations and have a happy 4th and a beautiful weekend, lady. And thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right back at you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty, y'all. We're down to the end of the show. Isn't this great? We went a whole hour and a half today. Oh, thank you, God. That's just beautiful. I love that. I miss you, Nina, but I'm glad, and I want to thank Casey, for coming in to help. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And just remember, I'm going to reiterate one more time before I leave. The solar eclipse, y'all, is on Tuesday the 2nd. Your new moon is on Tuesday the 2nd. And don't forget, Mercury retrograde starts next Sunday till August the 2nd. Yes, that's all you need because the lunar eclipse is later in the month, so we don't worry about that. Although, if you go on my website on the blog page, scroll down. I did do an article on the lunar eclipse this coming up. I believe it's the 17th, I think, of the month or something like that. But anyway, just to let you know. And then don't forget to go over to YouTube and check out your girl. All right. Everybody, thank you in the chat room, around the world, on the phone, the calls today. Thank you, KC. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I know if Miss Nina was here, she would say she do too. So have a wonderful week, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Please be safe while you're out doing your fireworks. Just be cognizant of your neighbors and the roofs and the trees. If, you know, fireworks are going up, so just be careful. And please do clean up after your fireworks. Some people forget that. Please do. Take a bucket of water, whatever, out there to put the fireworks in once they're done. I know your neighbors would appreciate it, okay? All right, you guys, love you, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 6.
In the moves we can make, your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine.